Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 3rd of January, recording at a rather late 10:40 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, apologies for that, but I've had a lot of business running around that I've had to do here today. And I'm not going to go on too long in this audio, having carried over longer than I'd intended to yesterday. But there is, well, there's several important items. But first, let me just give a quick review of what happened here today. Basically, stock markets were extremely quiet, having gone gangbusters yesterday. A little bit on the relief, or a lot on the relief, of the fiscal cliff resolution, or postponement, perhaps I should say. And the only exception to this quiet action here today appears to have been the Swiss market, which had been closed yesterday, and so that was up 2.9% today, just catching up, and it remains an informed market. Now, we have a number of short-term overbought conditions, but the main item, how the markets actually consolidate gains now will be important. It'll give us some good indications overall. What I would like to see from a bullish perspective, extending the rally, would be a quiet sort of ranging consolidation, not really going anywhere, just a little bit of sideways activity. However, if we start to see some downward dynamics, particularly by Wall Street, then that would set us up for a bigger reaction here overall. Now, why might that happen? I'm not at all sure which way this will be resolved. I'd rather comment on the chart action, but if we do get a bigger reaction sooner rather than later, it would not just be in response to the short-term overbought condition, but it would be because in the cold light of day, people are looking at that U.S. situation and saying, well, you know, we're going to have battles over budgets. Obama will be trying to raise more taxes. The Republicans will be resisting that. And so, you know, we're not going to see this impasse here in the U.S. government just go quietly away. Now, at some time periods, some periods in the past, people have been quite happy to see a Democrat president with high spending offset by a Republican Congress. But that was a different time, different era. And I think that it's likely to lead to more problems here in today's environment. We will see. But what I did want to draw your attention to, I was writing a piece on bonds because, as you know, those bond yields have been edging upwards. And I commented, what was it, a couple of days ago? I put up a total return chart of the U.S. Treasuries, a chart produced by Merrill Lynch, and it showed that bonds really haven't done anything since the beginning of June last year. Now, of course, they've been on a 30-year plus wonderful run overall, so pauses of this nature can be expected from time to time. But I've long said that we're in a bubble phase here, only it hadn't burst yet. And I'll stick with that until I see some evidence that it has burst. Meanwhile, we've got the QE going on, which certainly can help keep the bond market firm, or prevent yields from going up, in other words, for a while longer. But I'd written a piece saying that I thought we'd be okay for the next few months through to mid-year and probably longer. But I'd noticed in doing some searches that, as I've been doing for several weeks, that most financial commentators seem to feel, in my opinion, just based on what I've read, that we probably had several years, and that unemployment rates would come down very slowly, and that the Fed would find reasons to continue with its massive QE program for minimum 2013 and probably 3 or more years. Well, when people are that strongly, or when their opinions are that strong, that's usually a more emotional response. I mean, how do we know what's going to be happening 3 to 5 years from now, in terms of that bond policy? And my quick answer is, we don't. And I'd written my piece, which you will see a little later when I get it posted. But I was then looking through, doing a little research prior to this audio, and I saw a headline: "Most FOMC participants," this is from Bloomberg, "saw QE3 ending in 2013." And I'll just read the opening lines here. It just says, "Federal Reserve policymakers said they will probably end their $85 billion monthly bond purchases sometime in 2013, with members divided between a mid or end of year finish. A few members expressed the view that ongoing asset," these are Fed members, of course, "a few members expressed the view that ongoing asset purchases would likely be warranted until about the end of 2013, while a few others specified no time frame according to the record. Several others thought it would probably be appropriate to slow or stop purchases well before the end of 2013, citing concerns about financial stability, or the size of the balance sheet." So, in other words, coming from no less than the Fed, as of their last meeting in the middle of, well, it was in the 11th and 12th of December, they're talking about the possibility of reining in this QE as early as mid-2013. Now, certainly the bond market bulls are not expecting that. And I think we want to watch the yields because, well, having said they're not expecting this, we would probably get the earliest signs from the bond market. But if we see those yields continue to push up, and I'll be posting that chart today of the 10-year yields, and of course you can find it in the chart library, that would be a concern, and we will want to watch for that. Now, that caused Wall Street to close just slightly lower. It was also credited for knocking back gold and the other precious metals here today. Gold's fallen fairly sharply. It's currently down 2380 at 1663. So the 2-day rally that we saw, while sharper than anything we'd seen for a number of weeks, has run into resistance at the first area of resistance, which is not a good sign. But we are, of course, still in a range, and we're in the middle of a range, and we may stay there for, well, I guess the best bet is we stay there for a while longer. Okay, what else to mention? China. I'd mentioned in yesterday's audio that I thought China was reopening here today. I thought I'd read that somewhere, but it did not. It does open tomorrow. I've had a look at the Bloomberg calendar, which confirms that. It'd be very interesting to see how that performs. My guess is that we'll get an extension of the rally overall, but whether that occurs or not, the more important point is I think China is probably one of the best plays. I've been saying this daily in the audios for 2013. But also, if we are going to have concerns about possible withdrawal of QE, that would suggest to me that the markets that have been pumped up by QE, the UK, the US, more recently Europe, Japan, of course they don't all have to withdraw their QE at the same time, but if the Fed does, people will become a little bit more apprehensive about other markets that have been boosted by the QE process. And that probably means that Asia is a better bet overall, despite some volatility. And on that note, all the best.